Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The top-ranked show in the city.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers.
That's right, Mokarem Injury Lawyers, y'all. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you or loved ones ever injured in an accident, you know who the hell to call. That's Mokarem Injury Lawyers. Big shout out to everybody out there listening and watching, for all y'all out there on YouTube and Twitch. But I want to give a special shout out to all those folks on that Odyssey app, man. If you don't have that Odyssey app, make sure you download it. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You never know if you're going to need it to rewind. Use that rewind feature. You never know if you're going to need it to hit one of those segments that are podcasted. You never know if you need to catch that big orange wagon that Tyler Milner and Patrick Creighton at Podcasting Boys put out on the regular. You never know what you'll need it for, but keep it on your hip, and that way you're always on the ready. It's getting close, boys. It's getting close. Houston Texans players report next Tuesday. I believe it's the 22nd. I believe it's a week from today. They report on the 22nd. They hit the field on, I believe, Wednesday. The 23rd.
Yep.
And so it's right around the corner, man. We are, we're getting there. And I'm looking forward to another season. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I was always, maybe why I'm sitting in this chair and didn't play longer than I did, I was always a little sad that my off time and my summer was coming to an end, than I was excited about the season coming.
Yeah.
It's hard to get real excited about two of them.
I was wondering how you think that the fellas are feeling right now.
Well, I mean, if I was making the money some of these guys were making, had the security that these guys, that C.J. Stroud has, and the ability that C.J. Stroud, I'd probably get pretty excited about it. But and if I was working the schedule that these guys work today, I mean, I think we work longer hours in the radio business than they do in the football business. So the game has changed a little bit. So I would probably be a little more excited if I was a little more blessed and a little more financially stable. But I was always sad that my summer fun was coming to an end. I know y'all, those of y'all that know me do not find that very hard to believe at all, because I enjoy my downtime. But the Texans report a week from today. The fun and games are over. It's time to get down to business, and we will have boots on the ground out there every single day covering all the action with the Texans. There's not a better place to be once that they start spinning the old pigskin around the football field. For all you fans out there, stay plugged in right here on Sports Radio 610. The Rockets are getting after the NBA Summer League play right now. Reed Shepherd's out there for a couple nights. He did his thing. We'll get to that. That could be big for the Rockets this year. And the Astros are getting a much-needed break during the MLB All-Star Week. And look, 713-572-4610. I think we need to hear from the people on this one. I got absolutely robbed last night, and it's going to end up costing me time and money that simply I didn't expect to have to spend. The All-Star Game Home Run Derby, we had a little cookout on the line, a little drive cookout on the line. Whoever's player, hitter, hit the fewest home runs had to agree to host, execute, and pay for the a cookout for the fellas. And
that's right.
Ron won the first round only because Tyler and I, our guys, damn near pissed down their leg. Mine really did. But Tyler and I's guy both hit 17 home runs in the first round and was tied for that fourth spot. And they ended up, instead of having a swing off, they literally took a home run that was, it was really less than a foot. It was less than a foot
longer.
They
had originally announced that they both hit them 477.
It was less than a foot longer than my guy. So Tyler's guy advanced. So I ended up having to do this. So we got some scheduling to do. I'll be honest with you. This is kind of bet I don't mind losing, boys. I like to have a little party. I do think Tyler should probably buy a bottle of tequila or something at least for the party.
I think we'll probably bring a bottle of something.
I mean, something.
You bring the tequila, I'll bring the Sunny D.
I mean, something. Good gosh. I mean, that's Bush League if I've ever seen it. Not y'all bringing nothing, but the way that home run derby, and then he goes on to win it. He gets out of the first round by less than a foot, and then he goes high on to win it, which happened to be Tyler's guy. So we got to get to planning that, boys. That's got to happen sooner rather than later.
I would say.
What time?
I'd say before the season starts.
Oh, before the season starts.
Before the football season starts. Are you
like,
are you
before the preseason?
No, before the regular season starts. I'm thinking in the August. In August somewhere. Before.
Well, the thing is, if we wait a little later, it'd be a little cooler.
Okay. I'm with that. I mean, off the bay at the breeze. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about to.
You set the date sometime in September.
Yeah, okay. I'll get that figured out. I'll get my bride on it. She's good at scheduling.
I mean,
stuff.
When he said sooner than later, Tyler, like, what were you thinking?
I was wondering if we were going to have this dinner together before or after Jordan comes back.
Okay. Maybe the night he does. Maybe the night he does, and Ron can do his lineups too.
At the
and maybe
finally,
we'll play our round of golf
in
or something.
Your backyard. I'll do the lineups.
No, this is gonna happen. This is gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it. More importantly, I'm looking forward to y'all's brides coming over. Your family's coming over. I see you two jacklegs enough, but I'm looking forward to the families coming over and get a little quality time. That was a smooth play by you, Ron. To you're not a betting man, but you do put a bet out there. It's for team camaraderie.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind
chemistry.
Losing it.
Yeah.
It's a bet I don't mind losing.
I like it. Well, the one thing the Astros and Tyler can't do because it's the All-Star break is lose a game or lose money in best bets. But
praise be.
This is the time to kind of look back, guys, on the first half of the Astros season and just pick a few things. Your favorite or the best thing that you saw happening and the worst thing that you saw happening in the first. And here's the deal. I'll put some stipulations on it because I think the low-hanging fruit of injuries in general, the widespread injuries and the organization's poor handling of said injuries, I'm exhausted. We've talked about those. Off limits. Now, if you want to talk about an individual player being injured, sure. But the overall, we can't go there. That's rule number one, Ron. I'll start this thing off, boys. First half, Houston Astros. Obviously exceeded expectations tremendously. The most impressive thing or the most important thing I think the biggest moment is the man that finished on a rough note the last two outings. I think Hunter Brown, for me, Hunter Brown's dominance in the first half of the Major League Baseball season has allowed the Astros to do what they've done. And not just him. I mean, to do what they've done and for all of us to be somewhat believers. We knew who Framber Valdez is. He's been great. Framber needed a Batman to his Robin or Robin to his Batman, however you want to couch that. He needed somebody to come along with him and be dominant. Whether it was for this year or the future, he needed somebody to help him out and carry the load. And Hunter Brown was absolutely, again, dominant. And I think that has, at least for me as a fan, has given me more hope than the other great things that we saw. Paredes, consistency, Jeremy Pena's arrival. I think there's a lot of good to take from that first half. But for me, Ron, it's Hunter Brown's dominance. We're talking about a guy being in the Cy Young conversation when in reality, hell, Framber should be in it as well. I mean, those two guys leading the charge in the starting rotation is gives me, as a fan, a lot of hope that this is real and they can make another run.
Someone agree with you. The best is Hunter Brown minus his last two starts. So that's what someone yep. just
text in on the text line. For me, it is Joe Espada. Joe Espada and their staff. His leadership, but the rest of the staff from the pitching coaches. I know Alex Cintron has caught a lot of hell, but the hitting coaches, for them to be able to this group withstand what they have withstood from an injury perspective, and maybe this is a hint towards, you know, my bad, but to a also production issue from certain players, to keep them afloat and to keep them coming back every day and to be able to push the right buttons on, hey, when should Cooper Hummel play today? Or when should Taylor Trammell play today? Or when should Short play today? Or when should Melton play today? Or, you know, what for them to pull the right, push the right buttons on that, led by Joe Espada, but that comes down because, you know, all those guys were ready. And we're ready to go in and give them what they needed. So that to me has been the best because, Clint, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know that they were able to keep this afloat and lead this and push the right buttons like they've had.
You mentioned Alex Cintron. He should have more job security right now than maybe he's ever had. I mean, we've seen Zach Short win a couple of games. We've seen Hummel win a game. We've seen Zach DiZenzo was usually clutch early in the season. We've seen Cam Smith. What's he hitting now, 270?
He was at 289. What's Cam at?
Are you
277.
You got to be kidding me. We've seen Jeremy Pena take a leap we wanted him to be a better regular season hitter, but damn. I mean, he's become one of the best leadoff guys in baseball if he can stay healthy. So, yeah, I'm with you, Ron. Alex Cintron should be a guy that right now, and to your point, Joe Espada.
Their whole coaching staff, to get the amount of different guys had to use. Yeah.
The level of success that young, unproven players are having and how widespread it's been throughout the organization, I don't know how those guys aren't on cloud nine.
They've had too many unexpected guys come up and they need to contribute, and they've contributed in a positive route for it just to be, oh, they're getting lucky.
Yeah. So I went Hunter Brown. Ron went Joe Espada. For the best. The worst part of the first half of the Astros season, again, excluding overall widespread injuries and excluding the organization's handling of said injuries, I'm going to go with a more specific injury. Jeremy Pena, that injury, Ron, is the worst part of the first half of the season for me. And I know it's not a long-term deal, but we're talking about a guy here that was exceeding expectations by a mile. We're talking about, as you mentioned, there was MVP conversations. We're talking about a guy that Altuve went to the manager and said, no, how about we let Jeremy Pena lead off? And him being an effective leadoff hitter with the speed and being able to create the activity in multiple ways on the base pass, is it difficult out? The at-bats are higher quality than they were before. For that to get interrupted with an injury, for me, is the worst part of the first half. I hope Jeremy Pena comes back and this is just a hiccup and picks up where he left off.
Yeah. For me, it is, and as we're not using the injuries as an excuse, for me, it is your planned 4 and 5 hitters in the lineup. Before the season started, I believe your planned 4 and 5 hitters were Christian Walker, who you gave $60 million to, 20 a year, after you already just paid a guy who previously was hoping to be your first baseman and four-hole hitter. And then Yiner Diaz, who came off of being in the top three when it comes to Silver Slugger Awards as the best hitting catcher in baseball last year. And those two have at one point dropped down to the 7 and 8 spot in the lineup. And now they have swung the bat a bit better here of late. But those two guys have just, especially with the injuries they have had with Yordan and now Pena and a lot of them, those guys have been healthy throughout, and they have made this even more unexplainable that they are in the position that they are in, 5-game lead. They can go 1-5 on a homestand to end the first half and still have a 5-game lead with the way those two have played in particular. So to me, the worst part has been the 4-5 hole. Yep. Playing 4-5 hole hitter.
Very, very, very fair. Hopefully those guys turn the corner and can start carrying.
But that's where Jeremy Pena started to move up. He had to move up over them.
Well, you got Isak Paredes, Jake Myers, Cam Smith. I mean, Altuve's contributed big. I mean, like those, they've been able to overcome it. That's one of the bigger stories of the first half for the Astros, is overcoming Yordan Alvarez and then a couple of guys slumping. Hell, everybody was slumping out of the gate, but they were able to overcome it. So I do want to tip the cap to in this conversation in the first half, Isak Paredes. I mean, the first half he's had was absolutely tremendous. And it comes, obviously, right after Bregman departs and the historically slow starting Alex Bregman. It's nice to have a third baseman that is really carrying the load for a good chunk of the first half. Hopefully he can keep that rolling.
Yeah. All right. You can continue to text yours in. Christian Walker has really been a popular choice here on the text line.
And in terms of the worst part?
Yeah. Coming up, I feel bad because I have thoughts that I wish I didn't have. But I wonder if we've seen growth in this part of baseball, because personally I haven't grown from it. And I feel bad because it's one of the marquee players in the sport and one of the marquee players tonight at the All-Star Game. I've reached a point where I'm thinking a little negative. We'll discuss that coming up next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right. Live on the drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, I got to say, them Astros is looking clean on the red carpet. The one I have not seen yet is the one that I'm really waiting on, and that's Jeremy Pena. I'll be honest with you. Hunter Brown surprised me. Hunter Brown, I didn't know Hunter Brown was an aggressive dresser. Like he's got him a little full black suit with some sort of texture. I don't know if that's snake skin. I don't know what that is, but some sort of texture. Got that gold watch piercing out right there. Got the shades on. Turn your mic
on. It's almost got a gator skin look to it, texture to it. It's clean now.
Yeah, yeah. I got to start catching old Hunter Brown on his regular.
I mean, Hunter's got a real chance to be next level.
Oh, Diesel?
Yeah.
He just really embracing that, too. I want to see what my man Jeremy Pena is looking like. I know he came out here and brought it.
I mean, I don't know what. I'm going to go all black, similar to what Hunter did, but I think he's going to be down a couple of buttons.
Oh, yeah. All the way,
and
oh,
ain't no taco meat. It's going to be straight,
he
clean
should.
As a baby's butt.
He should come out there.
Oh, no doubt. I'd come out there. I'd pull the old Joe Burrow. I'd go no
yes,
undershirt.
Yes, you was him. Thinking that. That's what
I'd
I
go
was
no
thinking.
Undershirt.
Yeah. Hell, yeah. No undershirt. Just come out there and just let it rock. That's what David Njoku would do.
How about that? Tyler, we saw David Njoku at the damn Super Bowl outside the big media area, the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got no shirt on, Chief. Shorts, Jordans, just standing out there talking to the media. And, I mean, he ain't got nothing. I mean,
when I say shorts
on, ain't much bigger than a pair of boxers.
I'm about to say, when I say shorts, we're talking high inches.
That is a large. Oh, that is a large.
His thing
human.
Almost came out.
There's a good chance that if there wasn't a liner in there, that it would have fell out the bottom.
I'm saying, yes, I agree. Completely agree.
He'd have had three legs, two leg holes.
Yep, spot on. We would have really seen what Greg Olsen was talking about in that rap for.
He's in the top five best looking
bodies.
In NFL, I don't know about that.
Like, I don't know bodies. I don't know about him. I don't.
Oh yeah, hell, it's. I mean, he's a big. I mean, mean looking son.
Yeah,
from the neck.
I don't know if the ladies.
I'm just talking about like I don't know if you can put a human together much better than that dude.
Who else? 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch. Who else? Cal Raleigh is not on the list. Who else?
Miles Garrett is on the list.
Miles Garrett is put together like that.
Miles Garrett may be as ripped as. Yeah, that's a good point. Two of them are in a lot. At least they're winning something in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's got to be the big dudes. You know what I mean? It's got to be the big dudes. Aaron Donald's not there no more, so he can't be in the mix, but he would have been one.
He was. I mean, Aaron was put together.
What about
I think Danielle Hunter is probably on that list.
Yeah, I mean,
DK Metcalf.
DK, yes, that's a very good one.
Absolutely.
DK Metcalf is a
specimen.
Yeah, he's put together.
He eats all that candy, and it looks like he's got negative body fat.
I think he just does. I don't know if it's a look-like thing. I think he just does, yeah.
Ooh.
Best bodies in the business.
Them boys wasn't cheated at birth, were they?
No, they weren't. Yeah, and those guys that just roll out there and just, you know, come out there and just practice with it with just them shorts on.
The crazy thing is how many of them out there couldn't play a lick.
Couldn't play a bit. Yeah. All right. All-Star game tonight. One of the big stars is the one who came up big for Tyler Milner last night. That's Cal Raleigh. And
he is the
big dumper. Yes. I gotta find out the origin story on that and where that started. Who came up with the big dumper? That's a good one. Someone text in Von Miller. Maybe peak Von Miller. I don't know if he's up there with the David. Joker. David Njoku. I don't know if he's up
what
there.
What are you saying?
I had to talk myself into. How do you say David's last name again? Njoku. I don't think he's up to that level yet. But he is. Cal Raleigh has hit 38 home runs.
Real quick before you get into that, let me tell you where it came from.
Where? Big Dumper?
The nickname Big Dumper for Cal Raleigh, catcher for the Seattle Mariners, obviously the champ of home run derby here, originated from his teammate Jared Kelenic. Raleigh himself explains the nickname stems from his large buttocks, which he jokingly acknowledges as both a blessing and a curse. Mm. So it's literally the dumper.
Got a big ass.
Yeah, there you go, Nick. It is literally the dumper.
Any guess of what, because Cal is not his name. Any guess of what his...
Callahan's not his name?
No.
Calhoun?
Nah, man, I don't even know how...
Calvin.
Nah, it's... he's really... I've never seen anyone get to Cal from here. His name is Caleb.
Interesting. I mean,
C-A-L-E-B. His name's Caleb.
Interesting.
That's not even how it sounds. And when you
pronounce why would you? Yeah,
like Callahan, I can understand why you'd go by Cal.
Caleb.
Caleb seems like you should go by Kale.
Five letters was just too long for him.
It feels
Caleb. Caleb.
It feels like maybe at some point he got older and he wanted to be taken more serious as an adult, so he went with Cal.
It's working for him.
I think I would view Cal Raleigh a bit different if he was Caleb Raleigh.
If he's hitting 38 bombs in the first half, you would.
I'm a Cal.
Caleb John. Speaking of that, is anybody, because this is, and I hope that I am in the minority of this. Has anyone else gotten past the point where you see somebody do what Cal Raleigh is doing, 38 home runs before the break, on pace to hit 64, 65 home runs? His career high is 34 in one full season. By the way, Cal Raleigh, I just said this to Tyler in his ear, he has played more games this year than any Astro, and he's the catcher. He's played 94 games.
We're the king of taking breaks.
But man. I mean, just, yeah.
He's king of rest now. Rest and rotate, baby.
The highest for any player for the Astros is 93. Cal Raleigh, who should get a day off each week, he has played more games than anybody else. When you see, have you reached a point and you see him hit 38 home runs before the All-Star break, 34 is his career high, are you able to look at that and watch him and not think, is he juicing? Because yeah, that's what I am. I have been thinking that lately.
I am able, yes, for multiple reasons. One, you know, it's early. Two, he doesn't look like a roid head. And I understand that roids aren't, you don't always make you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I get it. But he doesn't.
Job.
He doesn't. Right. He doesn't scream, I got needle tracks in my ass. They've really leaned into this torpedo bat thing being a huge, you know. So I don't know. I like right now, no, I didn't think that until you brought it up. But if I'm being completely honest, I don't cover the Mariners, so Cal Raleigh is far removed from my what I'm covering until last night, and really seeing him rip, I didn't even have his swing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it does feel like we're, because I have not heard this conversation at all about Cal Raleigh.
Right.
And normally there was a point anytime somebody started to do anything out of the ordinary of what they have normally done. Like there was some wonders, all right, I don't know, Aaron Judge is a big guy, but he's now hitting 60 home runs. Like what's going on? Like this is really, his previous high is 34 in a full season. He's at 38 already at the break. And I want that to be, that not to be the case anymore, but I do. I am still in a space where I'm like, yo,
Well, 38, you can't help but at least.
I like, what?
Think about it.
That is a jump. That's a real jump.
I'll be honest. I didn't know he was at 38 until you told me that yesterday when we started talking about making a wager. 38
as a catcher who's playing 94 games, like, and just rolling out every, like that is, I don't know, man. I wish I wasn't, and I think hopefully for many of you, If that has not crossed your mind until now, then maybe this is a good thing for baseball, because, you know, there was a period there. Anytime somebody did something like, oh man, he's juicing, he's on it, he's juicing. Giancarlo Stanton, he's juicing. Maybe if Stanton came up with 38 before the break, maybe you look at his body, you may think a little different. But Cal Raleigh playing every day at catcher and just throwing bombs. So on pace. Hopefully he continues and has a fun summer with them continuing to hit bombs. All right, as we continue here, some things that's on our mind coming up when it comes to Texans training camp. We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here live.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On the drive.
All right, all right, all right.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I meant to bring this up. It looks like we lost Stefon Diggs and Cardi B as a relationship. Looks like that fizzled out before the damn thing even got started.
Did Steph say she was kind of funky or something?
Did I don't know. Right? I couldn't confirm if that was a real thing or not. I saw that going around, but I know she did the she's 17. She took all the photos of that involved him in them off of her social media. So that seemed to be a taker to them being done.
Right.
But we did get a new one.
Who's that?
One I did not see coming. I will say that. Houston's own Megan Thee Stallion. Pearland. high school zone. Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson. They over the weekend announced their relationship and made that thing public by some photos. And Klay looked like my man. Who was it for the Astros that was with her on that first pitch?
Oh, Low Glove Hensley.
Lohan Hensley, wasn't it?
Yeah,
what was his first name?
David.
David. That's
yeah, David right. Hensley. Except Klay was doing everything David really wanted to do.
Mm.
Yeah, Klay had a handful, and they announced that they were a new couple. I just.
Klay does usually put it in the bucket whenever he's in H-Town.
That's my man. Good God, man. I mean,
That's a good point. He did have a good run during her impressionable years.
My God, you talk about Splash Brothers. Good hell, man.
Yes!
I'm not going to lie. This is a little different from his normal. Just in terms of how that is not a match that I would have guessed. I would not have guessed her... and her history and Klay Thompson and his history of them coming together. My question to you and the people. In this scenario, who is the Travis Kelce? And when I say who is the Travis Kelce, we understand, yes, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift when they came together. And by the way, Travis, hey, bruh, we got to be getting close. I mean, I don't mean to put pressure on nobody.
I like that one right there.
But we got to be getting close. She seems like a lady who wants to have children, and you two are both north of 35. I feel like we have reached a point. Got to believe there have been.
Is she north of 35?
She's the same age as him.
I know.
Doesn't feel like it, doesn't? Doesn't feel like Taylor's there.
At some point, I guess she's still killing it, so it doesn't matter, but. I mean, how old do you get before you get out of the teeny bopper phase? I mean, isn't that the majority of her?
I don't know. I think New Kids on the Block are still on it. No,
I wouldn't say Taylor's new music's teeny bopper.
No, they've grown with her, but the kids still love her, though. I mean, my daughter loves Taylor Swift.
That's what I'm saying. 90% of like the people in my world that go to Taylor Swift are taking their little girls.
But they want to go, too, though.
Yeah.
Well, my wife would definitely enjoy it.
Yeah. But clearly, they were both stars. But clearly, Travis Kelce has been the one whose profile has been raised. He has been the one who has benefited the most. Now, I'm not saying that that's why they got together. But since they've been together, I think Travis Kelce has become the most well-known football player in the world.
Let me hear you say hell,
I think,
yeah!
I think if you would go around, Who is the most known football player? I think it's Travis Kelce, which is normally reserved for quarterbacks. Like, that is where he has risen. Who's the Travis Kelce in this? Who is the one that's going to benefit the most in this relationship? Is it Klay Thompson or is it Megan Thee Stallion?
I mean, for me, it's Klay. Maybe that's unfair. Maybe I just haven't ever thought highly enough of Klay.
Or maybe it just feels that way here in Houston, where she's from.
And somebody texted in, damn, that dude's ugly to have pulled Megan Thee Stallion. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Ugly. I think there's like Klay's Megan Thee Stallion rock. Just made an appearance on Love Island.
She did. She slid on there.
Doesn't shock me.
Yeah, I don't know that. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that either one of them, the popularity is going to skyrocket the way that Travis's did with I don't know that either one of them will.
Well, I don't know if anybody's going to skyrocket.
Taylor's
like
a different animal.
Yeah, that's different. But like somebody is, I think there's somebody's going to benefit from this. Like that is going, their profile's going to raise to this in some form or fashion, or benefit from it in some way. And you think Megan, I would say Megan between the two of them is the bigger star. Like I would say she's the bigger star between the two.
Got a big ass.
Well, if you and I'll lean into you for that. It's a tough comparison to me because I obviously know Klay being in sports talk and being a sports fan, but like Klay is the third most talked about Golden State Warrior in that run, maybe the fourth behind Kerr if you include the head coach.
Well, hell, I mean, We talking about the Durant years, or are we talking about that, the non-Durant years? Right.
So, and then the first comment you made to open the segment of like, I don't know if I put these two together. Like, I think she's really good for his, the way people look at him and really? The outlook. Yeah.
See, I
mean, to know that Clay can go.
Me and Courtney had a real good conversation about this.
To know that Clay can dip his toe in the H-Town waters and have that level of success with Megan Thee Stallion, I think that's a plus for him.
Do you think having Clay on her arm potentially helps her crossover ability? Potentially, when I say helps her crossover ability, at least the perception of her looking different with Clay on her arm, as opposed to, you know, the last guy who shot her.
Man, that, you know, that's
Tory Lane to the building. Like that is because, honest to God, like, how do you think the public views Megan Thee Stallion right now? I don't think it's fair. I think the public may view her as would ratchet be the fair word?
I was going to say raunchy. It's in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's how she's viewed by some.
Does Clay help that?
I think
does Clay on her arm help that?
I think she's dirty. I prefer Dirty South.
Okay.
Than ratchet.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, her and Beyonce from the same place, but they don't have the same view.
Agreed. Agreed.
Does Clay Thompson help her with that? Does he help her on the arm?
See, I think she helps him for that. I think he needs to be more dirty south. He needs to be a little more rough around the edges. He needs to be a little bit more, for a lack of better term, thug. He needs to be a little more rough. You know, I think. But you said something in the middle there. Like, I don't know that Meg is known nationwide, even remotely close to, like, I think everybody in California right now that doesn't know Meg is looking up Meg and learning about Meg.
You said your wife, who is from Houston, Texas.
Yep.
Her favorite rapper, if I'm wrong, in Houston is the Most City Don. Right?
Correct.
Like, that's her. Correct. Zero is her favorite rapper.
Word for word.
You said she popped up on Love Island and she didn't have Megan Thee Stallion, Houston.
Lowe didn't have her visual, didn't have her look until they started playing her one of her big hits. And obviously it rang a bell immediately, she knew it was. But when she first walked out from behind stage and they put on a camera, Lowe didn't know who it was. I said, baby, that's Megan Thee Stallion. That's H-Town. What are you talking about?
I wonder, is there some potential crossover, lighten the,
it's a good
the
point,
feel
man.
On her? With Clay Thompson. Now, we know where Clay's benefit.
I mean, Meg's throwing out the first pitch in Houston. Clay's throwing it out at half the Major League Baseball parks in the big leagues.
When you just look at some of the other guys that she has been associated with
who
and dated.
Do you have them?
Well, the one that jumps out is the one she had that Tory Lanez, who she had that case with that shot her.
Like, I'd say she may have stepped up a bit here. Clay better look out.
I mean, just the view of it. The look at it. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I wonder what this does. Because I looked at it. I was like, wow. Megan and Clay. Okay. Because then you could see, does this mean Megan starts riding into this Steph Curry crew? Does she get into that lane because she's with Clay?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to based off the Love Island episode I just watched. I don't see it. Like, not that it can't happen, and not that I don't think, look, I think Steph and his old lady, you know, they all got a little bit of that in them, but I think they hide it a little bit better. I don't think Meg gives a rip.
Right now, yeah.
Ain't no doubt. Hey. She said it claps when I walk. Hey. That's what she said on Love Island.
Hey. Travis found a way to hide it a little bit, hadn't he? Travis has saved it.
He figured out, didn't he?
He shifted it.
Somehow, chameleon.
Somehow shifted, now he's on FX shows. We're going to Vegas. All right, coming up. I love the text line coming through. Coming up, 5 o'clock fire, all-star game. tonight. What will happen for your Astros? We'll get you ready for that and let you know who is going to go. And some big, big money news in the NFL. And, whew, Nick Caserio looking good again with him getting out early on some of these moves. We'll fill you in on all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.